How many of you are using Microsoft Outlook? Are you familiar with it, Sharon?
I'm familiar with it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I'm still learning it.
Okay. Are you using it at work? I mean,
we have it on the computer, and I play with it, and
yeah.
I use, you know, for tasks.
Yes.
But as far as a calendar or anything like that, no, I'm not.
Really?
Because
no, it's huge. It is a huge tool,
yeah,
and we'll put some stuff up on the board. If you've got Outlook, you ought to be using it, because calendaring is fantastic there, and you can do repetitive things. You can. There's a little way recurrent, so we'll be talking about, and I'll give you examples and so on. And incidentally, I'll be available to come out to your places or whatever, you know, to help you. I mean, obviously, I would charge you for that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wanted to call me or something, I'd be happy to help you on the phone, you know, and I got bring it up, and you could bring it up. I might give you a little walkthrough. I also have a program that we call Office Automation, which is... goes through all different tools and so on. So I have a book that I've written, which includes a chapter just on Outlook, which I could just email that to you.
Okay.
If you wanted, that might be helpful to you too. So then tools of the trade, and then I've got some bonus materials if we can get to it. You'll notice at the end of this, there's a little sheet about John Mitchell and my background and so on and so forth. And that's on the last page. If you want to refer to that, please help yourself. Okay, then let's move over to page 6, and we're going to get into the introduction here now. The first part of this has to do with learning. You know, today and tomorrow, be nice if you guys learned some stuff that you could use to help you be more professional and to increase profitable sales. So if you want to do that, you need to use a lot of senses. First of all, if you just come here and listen and you sit back and you're comfortable and so on, and Garrett, I'm going to get you another chair here in just a few minutes. Is that okay? Are you okay for right now? Or?
Yeah,
okay. Because we can drag one. There's another one out there. We'll drag it in here. The manager comes in sitting on it. We might have a trouble, but you and I will take him out if he gives us a lot of stuff. Okay, so... hearing only, we're talking a 5% retention, so that's not going to be worth your investment of time and money here. If you add some seeing to it, you know, then your retention goes up. And that's why I've got two whiteboards, because we're going to be making drawings and, you know, all kinds of stuff. Got this PowerPoint presentation, which I hope everyone can see. Is that big enough and so on? Okay. And the book. We got everything that there's nothing we're going to talk about today and tomorrow that you don't have in your book. Every single role play, all the documentation, drawings, and all that sort of thing are in here, and are in the order in which we're going through them. Hearing, seeing, and writing. That's why the whole left side of your book is blank. So if you see something and it triggers something in your mind, just make a note. Just write something down. Please feel free to do that. That will help you to have better retention. Also, when you go back, when we're finished, we're going to be going through a lot of material today and tomorrow, and you may be saying, wow, I know we covered something, where was that? So if you see something you think triggers something, just put a big star or whatever on there. It will help you to find that later on. The next, to increase our retention, we've got practicing. Hearing, seeing, writing, and practicing. So we've got role plays, and we're going to be doing these role plays as we go through, particularly tomorrow when we get into the selling part of the thing. And then I'll come by and listen in and, you know, give you my thoughts or whatever as we go through them. Okay, so now what can you expect to get out of the program? Oh, and the reviewing. I want to put that back on here. Reviewing, that's why we record this thing. You can buy the tapes we have... or you can buy your own, you know. I'll convert this all to a digital format for you on a CD, and you can have your program with every word that we spoke and so on for yourself. And we charge $49 for these, and there's a little order form in your book there towards the end. What can you expect to get? Okay. You're going to understand the reasons customers buy. And most people that are young and don't have much experience think they buy because it's only price. And people that don't really know how to sell think it's only price. It's not. In fact, there's countless surveys out there. And if you look at your own situation, you know, the cars your family purchases, whatever it is, the food you eat, the clothes you buy, Price is like seventh down the list. So I remember as a sales manager, a guy saying, this market in here, these guys are all starving. And it's all price. They're only buying on price. And I remember taking this guy and transferring him to another area where there was sales were no problem. You know, we had good business. Salesmen never complained about the customers being price buyers. Switch the guys. Now this other territory is nothing but a price territory. Not true. Actually, about 20%, they say, of customers have a focus on price. But those that list all the reasons they buy, listed as the seventh. Price is the seventh. So all the other things are above that. So we're going to talk about price and techniques, and we'll understand that whole aspect a lot better.